Mount Rushmore is a national treasure and is deeply rooted in American history. For 75 years, Mount Rushmore has served as one of America's most iconic tributes to George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Theodore Roosevelt, and Abraham Lincoln. Mount Rushmore is a symbol of freedom and democracy and highlights the invaluable contributions these great men made to the United States. Mount Rushmore represents not only the past, but also a promise for the future. With that symbolism in mind, we have created our own Broncos Rushmore. Here are the four Broncos icons that we pay tribute to. Leading off is the franchise's first inductee into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. None other than number 7, quarterback John Elway. Sometimes in a franchise's history, a single event takes place that completely changes everything for the team, its city, its region, and its entire fan base. The acquisition of John Elway was that single event for the Broncos and for the city of Denver. On May 2nd, 1983, in the biggest trade in franchise history, the Broncos acquired quarterback John Elway, the first player taken in the 1983 NFL Draft, in a trade with the Baltimore Colts. Elway would play his entire 16-year career with the franchise from 1983 to 1998 and is the most accomplished player in Denver Broncos history. A two-time Super Bowl champion, he finished his magnificent career completing 4,123 of 7,250 passes for 51,475 yards and 300 touchdowns. He was so productive that he was responsible for a staggering 82.2% of the team's points, scoring 4,771 of 5,806 points in his 16 seasons. He had 36 career 300-yard passing games in the regular season and was an additional threat on the ground, scoring 33 rushing touchdowns and even one receiving touchdown. What set him apart from other great NFL quarterbacks were his late-game heroics. John ranks number 1 in NFL history in fourth-quarter, game-winning, or game-saving drives with 47 for a 46-0-1 record. Elway helped further establish a winning culture in Denver and set a high standard for postseason victories as well. He holds the second most Super Bowl starts with 5 and holds the highest conference championship record at 5-1. Elway had the rare opportunity to finish off his career on his own terms by bringing the Lombardi Trophy to Denver in 1997 and 1998. In his final season, Elway posted a career-high 93.0 quarterback rating and led his team to back-to-back Super Bowl victories for only the 7th time in NFL history. He was a 9-time Pro Bowler, the NFL's most valuable player in 1987, the AFC Player of the Year in 1993, and was named to the first team of the NFL's All-Decade Team for the 90s. On May 2nd, 1999, John Elway announced his retirement and was inducted into the Broncos Ring of Fame that same year, the only player for whom the customary wait for the Ring of Fame induction was waived. His number 7 will never be worn again, as it was retired at his Ring of Fame induction ceremony. Elway was inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame as a first ballot selection in 2004 and will forever be one of, if not the, greatest sports icons to ever play in Colorado. He continues to be a major part of the organization, overseeing all football operations for the organization as the Executive Vice President of Football Operations and General Manager. Joining Elway as our second member of the Broncos Rushmore is a man who was on the receiving end of so many of John's passes. Number 84, tight end Shannon Sharp. Drafted by the Broncos in the 7th round as the 192nd overall pick of the 1990 NFL Draft from Savannah State University, Shannon proved to be a diamond in the rough. He had a 14-year NFL career from 1990 to 2003, 12 of which came with the Broncos. He set a league record at his position with 8 Pro Bowls, 7 consecutive coming as a Bronco from 1992 to 1998, becoming the NFL's all-time leader in receptions, receiving yards, and receiving touchdowns by a tight end at the end of his retirement. a key member of the Broncos' back-to-back Super Bowl championships in 1997 and 98. Sharp also was a four-time first-team All-Pro selection and named the first-team tight end on the NFL 1990s All-Decade team. He was one of the Broncos' key offensive weapons throughout his career, playing in 204 regular season games, amassing 815 receptions, 10,060 yards, and 62 touchdowns. In 2009, he became the 22nd member of the Denver Broncos' Ring of Fame. And in 2011, Shannon was immortalized in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, where he has more receptions, receiving yards, receiving touchdowns, Super Bowl wins, and Pro Bowl selections than any of the other seven tight ends enshrined in Canton, Ohio. Next up on our Broncos Rushmore is a teammate of Elway and Sharp's on the 1997 World Champion Broncos. Number 65, tackle Gary Zimmerman. When a team is on the precipice of greatness, it starts with the building blocks of the foundation to reach that pinnacle. The acquisition of offensive tackle Gary Zimmerman in a trade from Minnesota on August 24, 1993, provided one of those major building blocks. Zimmerman played 5 years for the Broncos from 1993 to 1997, helping the Broncos win Super Bowl 32 during the 1997 season for the franchise's first ever world championship. He was one of a handful of players named to two NFL All-Decade teams for the 80s and 90s. He was a seven-time Pro Bowler, three of which came with the Broncos, and a three-time first-team All-Pro. He started all 76 career games played in Denver, protecting quarterback John Elway. His blocking helped the Broncos lead the NFL in total yards in both 1996 and 1997, and record three consecutive top five league rushing rankings, including a league best mark in 1996. He was an anchor on the offensive line for three seasons that Terrell Davis eclipsed the 1,000-yard rushing mark. He went out on top playing his final game in the Super Bowl 32 victory over Green Bay. In 2003, Gary was inducted into the Denver Broncos Ring of Fame. And 5 years later, he was named to the Pro Football Hall of Fame class of 2008. Our final member of Broncos Rushmore is the man who helped guide the franchise on the road to success. Number 44, running back Floyd Little. The presence of some greats just helps bring about a winning mentality, and that is what Floyd Little brought to the Denver Broncos. The Broncos selected Little with the sixth overall pick of the 1967 NFL draft out of Syracuse University. Following the AFL-NFL merger, Floyd was the first number one draft choice to sign with Denver. Better known as the franchise throughout his career, he established himself as Denver's first serious rushing threat throughout his nine-year NFL career. During the often dismal early years of the Broncos, Little was a shining light for the fans and the entire organization. His performance was as much substance as it was symbolism, as the Broncos built a respectable reputation. He assumed the role of the Broncos' premier offensive threat, setting the franchise record for most all-purpose yards with 12,173, and held that record until Rod Smith surpassed him in 2006. Little was a Pro Bowl participant on three different occasions and twice played in the AFL All-Star Game. Additionally, he was named as a first-team All-Pro in 1969, playing for a Broncos team that went 5-8-1 that season. At the time of his retirement, Floyd held franchise rushing records with 1,641 rushing attempts, 6,323 rushing yards, 43 rushing touchdowns, and to this date, only Terrell Davis has surpassed him. In 1984, Little was among the four original inductees to be added to the Ring of Fame. His jersey, number 44, is only one of three to be retired in franchise history. And in 2010, he was immortalized in Canton as a member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Elway, Sharp, Zimmerman, and Little. Denver's four members of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. They make up our Broncos Rushmore. for an opportunity to win a pair of Broncos tickets and a vacation for two to Rapid City. Register below or at www.visitrapidcity.com/Broncos. Do big things in Rapid City.